Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
There's a yellow level 2 warning of severe thunderstorms for Gauteng, the western high veld of Mpumalanga, the southwestern parts of Limpopo, and the extreme eastern parts of the northwest. Also, a warning of extremely high fire danger conditions. That's over the western half of the northwest and the Free State. It will be hot over parts of the northwest, but cool in areas of Mpumalanga and Limpopo. Pretoria up to 33 degrees, Joburg 32, Mbombela up to only 20, Emalahleni 26, Polokwane 24, and Rustenburg 33.
That collision in Midrand on the N1 southbound at the Buccleuch interchange causing exceptionally heavy traffic. I'm talking about a 1 hour, 10 minute delay from the Brakfontein interchange.
The Gauteng Portfolio Committee wants the sale of food and school grounds to be suspended until the source of the recent food poisoning incidents have been determined. The committee is also calling on parents not to give their children money to buy food at school, but rather prepare the lunch boxes at home. And in America, Donald Trump has won the majority of the swing states and is now pulling ahead of White House rival Deputy President Kamala Harris. With the counting of votes still underway, Trump's maintaining a lead. He now has 230 out of the 270 electoral votes needed for a win. Harris has 210. I'm Khadija De Souza. More news at 8.
Well, both of the Soweto Giants are in the news, but for vastly different reasons this morning. For Orlando Pirates, a great night in the Betway Premiership. They beat Richards Bay 1-0 at the Orlando Stadium. And that result means Pirates have won a club record 7th consecutive league match, breaking their previous record of 6 in a row. They extended their lead as well atop the standings to 21 points, 6 ahead of Sundowns, who take on Bulawayo City later today. For Kaizer Chiefs, meanwhile, they've had to apologize for the unsavory scenes of fan violence during their 4-0 Carling Knockout Cup defeat at the hands of Mamelodi Sundowns. The match at the FNB Stadium was marred by fights in the stands, as well as supporters pelting bottles onto the field. Several fans also breached security running onto the field, and Chiefs have already been charged by the PSL this season following crowd trouble during the 2-1 loss to Sundowns in late September. There was also a 100,000 rand fine. In his last home game of Sporting Lisbon, coach Ruben Amorim saw his side deliver a 4-1 victory over Manchester City that was in the Champions League in Lisbon. Amorim will take charge of Manchester United on the 11th of November. Plenty of other action on match day 4 of the Champions League. Xabi Alonso enduring a miserable return to Anfield as Liverpool thrashed Bayer Leverkusen 4-0. AC Milan beating Real Madrid, a bit of a surprise there, 3-1 away. Monaco are in third after a 1-0 win over Bologna. Borussia Dortmund 1-0 winners over Sturm Graz, while Juve drew 1-1 with Lille. I'm Colin Chinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.